Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hey, this is James,
Adam,
and Brennan
from Mama Hawk, and we're the guest DJs on KUTX Austin.
And this hour, we're going to play whatever we want to play, because that's why we're here.
KUTX has graced us by making us the Artist of the Month and have given us the keys to their studio to come in and play some songs that we love, that influence us as a band, that we love listening to.
They have no idea we're here. Let's do it.
Yeah, here we go. So we're going to start off with a D'Angelo track, and this is off of his album Black Messiah, which for us it was highly anticipated because the man kind of went disappeared. He went missing. 14 years, no music, or no, at least, albums. So this is the lead-off track from Black Messiah. It's called, what's it called?
Ain't That Easy.
Hey.
Smoke from me as you dream inside. Let your day slip away, come with me and
I'm a
what I'm in love. Bring out the best in me. I'm gonna keep you now back. Can't be safe from living in you. What I give can duplicate it. Faithfully will share.
seeks through the lands of mold. Oh. A woman of breast, night and day, sweat and tears unfold. Oh. To undress the burden and caress the blessed and told. Oh.
All right, that was By Fire by Hiatus Coyote and on my KUTX. We chose that song because we're huge Hiatus Coyote fans. We listened to that album a lot when we were writing our new material that is coming out very shortly. And me personally, when I heard that album of theirs, that was like the first time that I had been real giddy about music in a very long time, since I was probably in college. And funny story, I saw them at the Parish. I may or may not have entered that show without buying a ticket.
Ooh, scandalous.
But,
wow.
I felt kind of bad for it, so I made sure to buy plenty of merch from them. So
this is true. We can back that up. He's got a really cool Hiatus Coyote shirt.
So the next artist is hot on our list of people that you need to know. His name is Nick Hakim, and he is killing it right now. He's just coming out with really good music. This song is called Needy Bees, and it is off of his 2017 album, Green Twins.
Tell me about it. thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, I had no chance to prepare, I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing, ooh, I could hit you now. It's quite alright to hit me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good. If I could see the walls, I could see it faking. If you could see my thoughts, you would see our faces. Safe in my rental, like an army truck back then. We didn't give a fuck back then. I ain't a kid no more. We'll never be those kids again. We drive to seats, had the X6 back then. Back then, no matter what I did, my waves wouldn't dip back then. Everything sucked back then. We were friends. I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, I had no chance to prepare, I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing, ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. But we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good. Screaming my name, the feeling deep down is good. I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, had no chance to prepare, couldn't see you coming. And we started from nothing, ooh. We both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good. All the things I didn't mean to say, I didn't mean to do. There were things you didn't need to say, that you need to.
This is James Adam and Brennan from Mama Hawk. You're listening to My KUTX. We are taking over the studio for this hour. We're doing some guest DJ action. If you like any of this stuff, check it out at KUTX.org. Look for My KUTX. What you just heard was Frank Ocean with the track Ivy from his latest full-length record called Blonde, which is phenomenal, just like most everything he's ever done. He's a huge influence on us. So yeah, we just figured we'd throw a track on here that y'all may not have heard otherwise. And next up, we're going to play some Little Dragon.
This is Constant Surprises.
Of the usual kind, and I don't take that for granted. No, I don't call them mine. I don't call them mine, 'cause in my life things are built on. They're built on. Says want to connect. Last night in my dream I was talking to you. You know who you are, where you're dreaming to. 'Cause in my life things are built on. They're built on. This guy, he was not so shy and not that kind. We spoke and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, 'cause in my life things are built on. They're built on, they're built on.
And I was surprised, him believing in Buddha, me believing in God. Asked him, what are you doing? He said, taking my time. Meditation is a must, it don't hurt if you try. See, you're thinking too much, plus you too full of yourself. Worried about your career, you have a think of your health.
What did the Indian say?
A piece of land, that's what the Indian said. I needed the man, telling me longevity, send the third. Should buy some property first, you profit a better dollar with generational perks. Equity had its best, really you should invest. These tangible things expire, don't you expect? Income with so much outcome, and yes, look at my heritage, we blessed.
Now what the black man say?
A piece of, that's what
with the black man said I needed to push me to the limit that satisfied my hunger. We do it all for a woman, from a haircut to a war. We like to live in the jungle, like to play in the peach. What you saying to me? He said, come back to reality for a week. It's power. On a new every night, I wouldn't be prouder. You should allow it. A peace of mind, that's what the white man wanted when I rhyme. Telling me that he's selling me just for $10.99. If I go platinum from rapping, I do the company fine. What if I compromise? He said it don't even matter. You make a million or more, you're living better than average. You're losing your core, following, gaining it all. He put a price on my talent, I hit the bank and withdraw. Hit the bank and withdraw, hit the bank and withdraw. Put myself in the rocket ship and I shot for the stars. Look at what you accomplishing, what he said to the bar. I'ma make you some promises that you just can't ignore. Your profession anonymous as an artist. If I don't talk at your market, if you ain't signing your signature, when I throw you my wallet, a lot of rappers are giving up demo hall in the toilet. Your world tour, your master's mortgage, I need a piece.
All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I decree today. All of what you do, what you say, I shall enjoy the fruits of my labor if I decree today.
All right, this is James, Adam, and Brennan, and we are Mama Hawk on my KUTX. We're doing a little guest DJ set here, just playing songs that we really love and a lot of artists that have really influenced us in our own songwriting and our own performance. That song you just heard was Untitled 3 by Kendrick Lamar. We chose that one mainly because the first time we ever heard it, it was when he did a performance on the Colbert Report. And that song...
Great pronunciation on that.
Thank you. Thank you. That song at the time was unreleased. And to me, it was just one of the best live TV performances that I've seen. And he was surrounded by some incredible other artists that we all really enjoy as well. Thundercat on bass, Anna Wise and Bilal on vocals, and then Terrace Martin on saxophone. Like I said, it's an incredible performance.
Look that up.
Totally blew us away. So do check that out on the interwebs.
All right, next up, we are going to be spinning some Grizzly Bear, going to our rock-ish roots here. Their first track on their album, Shields. And it's called Sleeping Ute.
We'll be right back. very dizzy when I walk, and I live to see your face, and I hate to see you go, but I know no other way, and straight on out the door, and I can't help myself. And I can't help myself. And I can't help myself.
I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind. I'm building a still to slow down the time. I'm up in the woods. I'm down on my mind.
Oh,
You're hanging out with James, Adam, and Brennan in the studio here at KUTX. We're doing some guest DJ action. Adam's real excited.
Yeah,
Brennan is also mildly excited. So that was, you just heard some Bon Iver, and we love that track because for us it was a bit of a paradigm shift, I think. I don't know about you two, but for me personally, hearing an artist use auto-tune and vocoding and just a lot of vocal processing on a really stripped-down tune that is clearly the opposite of top 40 style music was just, it was kind of mind-blowing for me. It took me a minute to sort of deal with what that meant because I was predisposed to hate auto-tune, I think, at that point, as were a lot of people in those days. Now I think everybody uses it artistically. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people do, so...
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on when I first heard that song. I didn't even know it was a song. He masters all his stuff really quietly, so I could barely hear that when it started off.
You literally didn't know if it was music or
not? I didn't know what was happening in my headphones. I was like, what is going on? And then it started layering on top of each other, and by the end of the song, I was just in carnal ecstasy.
Mm.
Oh,
wow, that is provocative.
Yes, gets the people going.
Sure,
yeah. And one really cool thing that we discovered in making this list, including with this Bon Iver tune, is Adam and James have known each other for about 8 years now. I met them and joined the band almost 3 years ago. So we haven't known each other as a group for a long, long time. But when we were picking these songs, we realized that we have a lot of similar tastes in music, and it was really fun for us to go back and kind of talk about when this music first came out and we were listening to it, kind of comparing where we were and what we were doing in our lives. So it was fun to reminisce.
Definitely fun to reminisce. This next song, we're going to spin some homies on the Austin scene, Wonder Bitch, and it is Day After Day.
This is their debut LP, right? It's Ocean Soft is the name. Yeah.
Yep.
It's a pretty great record. So, excellent. And Adam actually plays some saxophone on it.
Not on this song, but on the record, yes.
Yeah. So here we go. Wonder Bitch, Day After Day.
When you're feeling down, I watch you pull upon the ocean.
You're listening to My KUTX on 98.9. This is the boys from Mama Hawk, James, Adam, and Brennan. And we're doing a guest DJ spot. That last track was Sade from her album Lovers Rock. And that is the title track. I think that came out in 2000. We love that tune because it is it's the fat groove. It's the sweet melody. It's the real lyric. You know, the whole thing is working. The auxiliary percussion. Our good friend Patrick Haganaugh showed us that one.
P-Hags.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hagberg.
PHB, Patrick Haganaugh Burger. And he is responsible for a lot of my taste, honestly. He showed me Grizzly Bear and Fleet Foxes and Beach House on the same day.
Ooh,
one time. So that's kind of great. Yeah, that was years ago, obviously. But
wow.
Anyway. He's a curator of beautiful taste.
Hey, you know what? If you really love what we're spinning here and you want to hear it again, or you didn't get to hear all of it, or you just love listening to our sweet, sweet, sultry voices, you can find this playlist on KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX and find the Mama Hawk playlist.
And we've got a couple things we want to tell you about. First off, we have a new single that just came out. It's called Brain Invaders. KUTX has been kind enough to spin it all month, and it is now available to stream and download online. And then very soon, coming up in September.
What do we have in September,
what
James?
What are we doing? I believe we're going to be at Swan Dive every Saturday night in September. We have reached out to a bunch of our favorite acts. So
great acts.
Each show is going to be different and special. And yeah, Saturday nights at Swan Dive in September. A lot of S's going on. Come check out Mama Hawk and Friends. It's going to be a good time.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so our last song that we'd like to close with is by one of our favorite artists. He's somewhat in the realm of Bon Iver, Justin Vernon. This is the closing track.
And they've collaborated, actually.
And they have collaborated, yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Always with stellar results. This song is the closing track off of his self-titled debut album.
Debut as a singer-songwriter. James Blake has a crazy career because he...
I didn't want to give away his name, but okay.
Oh, right. Well, cat's out of the bag. James is out of the Blake. He started out as an electronic producer when he was really young. I think maybe 19 or 20, he started putting out all this crazy electronic music. And then within a few years, I think he dropped this full length with a bunch of great songs on it. I think that was 2011 this came out.
So this one's called Measurements.
You're not on your own. freezing clouds, testing doubts, trying hard to be too bold. Grease your pride, telling lies that you're not on your own. Watching their faith in prayer will make you see.